praying in two mosques.
You may have chosen us, but we utterly reject and condemn you.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, three people are in custody. One's charged with murder.
They were not on any active watch lists.
A man who took responsibility has a 74-page manifesto with pro-white, anti-immigrant rants. The White House, again, condemning this. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump tweeted, "My warmest sympathy and best wishes goes out to the people of New Zealand after the horrible massacre in the mosque," adding, "The U.S. stands by New Zealand for anything we can do." National Security Advisor John Bolton spoke to reporters in the White House driveway.
We're obviously greatly disturbed by this, what seems to be a terror attack, this hate crime in New Zealand.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders released a statement saying the United States strongly condemns the attack in Christchurch. Dave.
Rachel, we just got word from the Homeland Security Secretary that she says there's no specific or credible threat to the U.S. All Americans should remain vigilant so we can prevent such violent hate. Meanwhile, sites online are getting rid of video of the shootings. An attacker wore a cam, live streamed it on Facebook. The black box recorders from the flight that crashed Sunday being analyzed today in France.
Some new information as well in terms of what happened in the cockpit and how this plane crashed, the Ethiopian plane crashed. A quote from the pilot. Said, "Break, break, request return home." And the plane was apparently oscillating up and down before it crashed and accelerating rapidly beyond what would be normal.
Fox Business Network's Jeff Locke wrote his reports of a piece of the plane stabilizer found in the wreckage was an unusual position, similar to the plane that crashed in Indonesia last year. This is Fox News.
34 million Americans smoke. That's about one in seven people. Not every smoker wants to continue using cigarettes. Juul was designed by smokers for smokers to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Again, our top Fox story, the massacre in two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. 49 people killed, 50 injured. The White House has condemned this as a vicious act of hate. The president sending out his best wishes and warmest sympathy, saying that the 49 killings were senseless and it was a horrible massacre. The attacks condemned around the world. An organization of 57 Muslim countries says it's a further warning on hate, intolerance, and Islamophobia. President Trump could issue his first veto as soon as today after some of his fellow Republicans went against him in the Senate, joining the House approving a resolution to block his national emergency declaration aimed at building more border wall.
All 47 Democrats voted yes, as did 12 Republicans, including Tennessee's Lamar Alexander, who says he has fought for more border wall money.
But that is not an excuse to ignore the constitutional separation of powers.
The House passed the resolution already, but neither chamber is expected to have the two-thirds majority required to override the president's veto. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Israel fired 100 missiles into the Gaza Strip, going after Hamas targets in response to Palestinian rocket fire that hit Tel Aviv, though Israeli media now report defense officials believe the rockets were fired by mistake. A man in Maryland who was here illegally but trying to stay here legally, then deported when he showed up for an interview, will have his case heard again today in court after his deportation was reversed right after he left the country.
Juan Ronglin's attorneys are expected to ask for more time for their client to stay in the U.S. with his family while he seeks permanent residency here. His wife and three kids are U.S. citizens. In November, U.S. District Judge George Hazel blocked Lin's deportation while he was on a plane to China and ordered him to be returned before the flight landed. That same judge will hear arguments in the case today. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wall Street stock futures are rising. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
However we view the economy today, one thing is certain. The Decatur area is open for business. When you do business in the Decatur area, you're making an investment in our communities, our lives, and our future. Decatur area businesses are the lifeblood of our local economy, and every dollar spent here ensures we all stay open for business. Just an extra $10 a week spent locally helps secure our city, fire, and public service support systems. Together, we can grow our region, the Decatur area. It's your best investment. A message from the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce.
New Hoff Media is searching for a director of digital sales and client services to join our team. The ideal candidate will have a desire to help our business customers succeed using our robust suite of digital marketing platforms. You can be responsible for the vision, implementation, and execution of our customers' digital success. Knowledge of the ever-changing online world is required. A passion to help others succeed is a must. Apply online at newhoffmedia.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey.
What's this cyclone bomb? Bomb?
I don't know.
Cyclone?
We're not affected.
We're not?
We're not affected.
It's like 60-mile-an-hour wind for the last 2 days.
You could have that, or you could be in the Dakotas right
we're
now.
We're affected.
Okay, whatever. We've got just a slight chance of seeing some rain snow this morning. That's happening right now. Then we're going to have some partly sunny skies, actually. Highs around 40 degrees. Then for tonight, clear, and lows around 26. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 43. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 46 degrees. It is 36 currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, March 15th edition of Buyers and Company. We've got our WSOY MCA Challenge, Angela, in the studios. Bryn stopping by from Doherty's to tell you about their St. Patty's Day party on Sunday, and Andrew Taylor running for school board. Plus, countdown to opening day with Heinkel's. It starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday, 15th of March. Tomorrow is the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Here in America, we say St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
It's St. Paddy's Day in Ireland because of Padraig.
I've seen like Irish memes where like, this is a patty, and it's a hamburger patty.
Yeah.
Now this is a patty. And then like, I can't tell the difference. But yeah, they definitely, patty with a T.
Patty and a patty. Well, it's the difference between Padraig and Patrick.
Yes.
So it's a language thing. We went to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny because I was just over in Lafayette with our sister stations over there. Was that yesterday or the day before? Day before.
Yeah, day before.
This week has been.
I don't remember, actually.
Anywho, Seamus and his co-host are going to Ireland with listeners over there.
And
I was telling them about our visit.
Well,
we've been fortunate enough to be there. And I remember thinking to myself when we had planned to go to Ireland and we were going to be there for St. Patrick's Day. I remember thinking in my head, oh, God, please, like, let it be a real thing there. And it's not something that we've sort of Americanized here, right?
Yeah,
like
definitely.
Cinco de Mayo or something, you know. And we were in Galway, Ireland, which is a great place. And their St. Patrick's Day parade. That was the longest parade I've ever been to in my entire life.
It was so long.
And it was like 30 people
deep. Nobody works.
Yeah.
Nobody's in school.
Costumes.
The whole thing. The only thing they don't do is the green beer. They're like, what is that?
Yeah, that would be the American version of what we
do. They don't do that.
No, they drink beer.
They drink beer.
And a pub. By the way, do you know the definition of a pub, Angela?
No, please school me on that.
I'm just curious.
I'm guessing it's a place where you go to meet friends and drink some beer.
It's short for public house, which is what it used to be called. And if you go to Ireland or other parts of the world where a pub is very much kind of a family thing. It's not just, you know, like there's kids and people and they have this big thing about 80s music.
I love 80s music.
I do too. But like on every pub we went to, there was TV on the wall and the TV was showing like 80s videos.
Bad 80s too. I mean, they like the 80s fashion. They like the 80s music.
Yes.
80s hair. Do we have 80s hair? Oh my God, yes.
Don't even get Lindsay started on the fascinators. All right. The fascinators are the little things that you put on the side of your head if you're a woman. Like not really a
sweet
hat,
token,
but kind
you
of
just
a
put in your hair. Got it.
Yeah, like a, you know.
The tiny little hat.
But no, it would be like, yeah.
Sometimes
but
it's just
feathers,
a feather.
You know.
Sometimes it's just a big bow.
We were there for whatever reason during what is evidently wedding season, because it seemed like every hotel
March,
we stayed
we
in,
were there, for
there
St.
were
Patrick's.
A lot of weddings going on, and all these women running around with fascinators and
short skirts and high heels and pantyhose.
Yeah, it was an interesting look.
Beautiful.
There you go. Look at Angela. She's got the, look
I'm very
at
green today.
You She's are.
A yep. St. Patty's Day Blackhawks jersey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chicago's very Irish.
Yes.
Along
when
among
I lived
other
in Chicago, I lived in an Irish community for about 7 years.
What do you mean? Are you
there's
Irish?
A little Irish.
Well, yeah. Isn't everybody a little bit Irish?
This time of year, yes.
I don't know. My mom says that she is,
you
so I'm going to go.
You look Irish. You look like everybody in Ireland. Doesn't she?
So
you know, I was surprised there aren't as many redheads in Ireland as I thought.
Well, it's not.
I think it's more of a Scottish thing.
Redheads, but you look your
I'm
features.
I'm very fair skinned. Yes,
you look Irish to me. So we're gonna call you Irish.
All right, good.
All right, Bram will be with us here in a little bit. We'll talk about their big St. Paddy's Day party on Sunday. Parade starts at what time? 11 o'clock. We have actually a Celtic band that's gonna be with us.
Celtic band, yes.
So two guitarists.
Mm-hmm. And a
drummer.
Drummer and a penny flute or penny whistle, Irish whistle.
I love that.
Yeah.
Kilts.
No, that's more of a Scottish thing.
Oh.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Braveheart, right?
Yeah.
William Wallace.
Bagpipes.
What do I know?
Yeah.
I love bagpipes.
Yeah.
Is there anything better? I remember, like, back in the day, like, when you had CDs, mm-hmm. you know, like, it would be the compact disc kids, and I had an all bagpipes, you know, that just made me happy.
So weird.
I know.
I get it, though. I get it.
But there is something about that music, and I think maybe you have to have a little Irish in you or mm-hmm. something in the DNA that responds to that.
Indeed.
It's not everyone, but when I hear that, even that warm-up, you know, that whistle kind of thing they do when they're warming the pipes up?
Yes, just kind of that eerie
sound.
Oh,
I get goosebumps.
Yeah.
You know, but Celtic music sounds a lot like our bluegrass or Appalachian music, because that's actually...
There were a lot of Irish that landed
that
in that...
Irish that came to Appalachia,
that
and that's
portion
where
of our country.
Come from.
Yes,
so,
I agree.
Yeah.
There you have it.
It seems very difficult to play the bagpipes. Got to have a lot.
Oh, my God.
A lot of air.
Air power. Lung power.
Lung practice. Mm.
Okay. How was the pool on Wednesday?
I was
in Lafayette. I feel so bad. I couldn't physically be there.
You know.
Lindsay could and then just skipped it for whatever reason.
Tell me that isn't so.
I had rim things to do.
Well.
I'm sorry. She,
yeah. Matt told me that and I said, what?
Now tell me.
Rim?
Yeah, she drove her car to Bloomington to get the tires cleaned.
So, not the tires cleaned.
I'm sorry, the wheels.
My rim rash removed.
Rim rash.
That just sounds
really?
Bad. No, yeah. Let's not talk about that. I don't want to hear about Lindsay's rim rash.
Yeah, we missed you.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Probably good that you weren't in the pool with rim rash.
It was on my car.
Is that contagious?
Not on me. Just to be clear.
So the pool is one of the great, I think, unsung heroes of the Greater Decatur YMCA campus, because you don't really see the one pool from mm-hmm. the lobby, and you know all the years I've been going to
that
the YMCA,
back pool is hidden.
That back pool, I've never been there.
Oh.
Never
I'm so
been
glad
in that,
that
room.
We got you in that back pool.
And it was fun. So
was
what was
fun.
The second time around?
So
like?
The second time around, I had all the men together and then all the women. And from everyone's music that they gave me, I made a gentleman's playlist and then I made the ladies playlist. And
oh, can you share?
Oh, yeah. So
well, you don't need to share it now, but just we'll put it up so people can get great ideas.
And I kept everybody's playlist. You gave me like 20 for each decade.
Know.
So
I'm
going to try to put that all together and share it with everybody. It was a really fun playlist. We had Jump and Push It and
And on the Glide Fit board, those are fun songs.
Anything in life, salt and pepper works. All right. So we'll make that entire list available to you when we get it on Nauticator.com. So people, okay. I think music's important to working out. Music's important to everything. We've had a lot of conversations about music today, including the new Devon Amphitheater lineup, which they now have the opening day. Were you excited about the Memorial Day weekend show?
I am. I'm just saying the Winona and the Big Noise.
Listen,
are fantastic.
38 special. I'm telling you, like, if you are of a certain age demographic, and maybe not even.
And I do want to play something. 38 special is great.
Hold On Loosely, Caught Up in You, Fantasy Girl.
The greatest hits.
Those songs are amazing. Yes. And they hold up incredibly well all these years later. And then that's the Friday night show. And then the Saturday night show is Winona and the Big Noise. Now, we saw them in person in Nashville at the radio show a couple of years ago. Do you remember that, Lindsay?
I do, and it was fantastic. Now, I mean, really, really good. She has such a powerful voice.
Can you get that song that we like?
Well, I want you to play. Okay, he talked about this other band.
Oh, no.
You got it.
See, this is what you've been doing all morning. Okay, you can't get off subject.
Here's the thing.
I'm
already having problems with this computer. You want me to have... I have something cued.
No, you want everybody else to follow this ball that you're watching that no one else can see.
Because then whenever this skips, you're going to go, why did it do that?
No, and I'm okay, then can we line... Whoa, way too much inside information. I'm going to go back to talking to Angela now. I'd like Winona and the Big Noise, not skipping ahead to the Russians. Yeah, there's a Russian band. Evidently,
wow,
there's a Russian Chicago cover band that plays Chicago music better than Chicago played it.
And that is
they're playing sold out shows across the United States of America, and they're going to be here at the amphitheater in July. Anyway, that will be a bit later in the program. So
Here's the Winona song.
Do we have the Winona song? Can I give you a little bit? Because this is the Saturday night show, Memorial Day weekend, right? Check this out. And I'm not a country fan. Did she just sigh?
It's Psalm 23 when I'm scared. A sleeping pill when my mind won't rest. A little baby king when the thrill is gone. These are the things that I lean on.
Yeah, we saw her do this, like an acoustic version
God's
of this.
Grace when I'm walking on a dangerous
in person with like a couple hundred people in Nashville a couple of years ago. She has a very powerful voice. And so she's going to be there on Saturday. And then they have the Forever Motown group on Sunday. But these shows are fantastic because if you add up the music list of literally Marvin Gaye and Smokey Robinson and Gladys Knight and the Temptations and the Four Tops and the Supremes and Stevie Wonder,
you can never go wrong.
Martha Reeves and the Vandals, literally Mary Wells, all of that. That is a night to really have a good time. So yeah, 38 special. And then you got Winona and the Big Noise, and then you got this Forever Motown. And then now, by the way, since Angela loves music as much as anybody,
I do.
We like to give her this. What is this Leonid?
Yes.
And Friends?
I found a YouTube video, and the comments are, oh my God, I can't stop watching this.
July 13th is the show. Now, this is an international touring group from Russia. Here's what I want to know.
The YouTube videos in Russian.
How do you find this stuff?
YouTube.
Yeah.
Is that all you do?
Technology.
Somebody suggested it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, but this is how in the world did somewhere in Russia did a Chicago cover band, originate?
I don't know.
What's the story there? Do you have some of it?
I do.
Okay.
This is 25 and 64.
Cue the horns.
Bye.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You know, 25 or 6 to 4 is one of those songs where you're, it sounds so much more powerful until you break down the lyrics and you go, okay, that I don't want to know the lyrics.
Dang.
That's good.
It wasn't bad.
Why do you not have an accent when you sing is my question.
Yeah, you can actually see them, like, I mean, because they do look a little Russian.
That's weird. Well,
yeah.
The whole journey.
Well,
you know, you have the Asian journey singer.
The front man now,
yeah,
yes.
I don't even know if he can speak really great English,
no,
but he can sing.
Exactly.
And he sounds great.
But we've been playing like U2 and stuff today because of St. Patrick's Day. And there's not like an Irish accent in the actual vocals. All right, that's just part of the lineup. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right. Excited about
Check
this.
That, out.
That theater is going to be so fantastic. The Amphitheater, the Davin. You can get the full schedule. Just follow the podcast on nowdecatur.com. We'll have a link to that on social media as well. All right. So in the pool.
Yes.
On Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We've got 2 weeks left.
I know, it's crazy.
Can you believe 10 weeks have gone by?
No, it's been so much fun. So next week, we go outside on Wednesday.
I know, what are we doing outside?
With Austin.
I heard we're playing football.
Football.
What did I?
Yeah. Ooh, I can't even imagine what Austin's going to have in store for that.
Are you supervising him at all?
No, okay. No need. It's way more fun to hear it after the fact.
Right?
We did suicides with towels.
Yeah,
that's insane.
First of all, let me give you my theory on the suicide with towels. I think that was Matt Whitehead's way of cleaning the gym without having to pay somebody to
By
do it.
By the way, I saw Matt Whitehead yesterday and told him he's not participating Wednesday. If we're playing football and it's the last workout.
Oh, can you imagine?
He's going to hurt himself.
He's going to blow something out.
He'll be on the IR.
He did come into the pool area
okay,
on
Wednesday. Okay, no, hang on a second, though. Okay. I'd like to know, did Matt...
He's got the crud you had.
Okay, I'm not going to begrudge that because that crud's terrible.
Yes.
But it does happen to seem like the hardest workouts are when there's a correlation of his scheduling conflicts, right? So both pool days, the day we're doing suicides with towels, like there's been a history of this over this particular challenge where, oh, there's a finance committee meeting, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
You're not lying.
Okay.
That is the truth.
So have you been, what your thought process now, 10 weeks into this, we've got a couple of weeks left. Have you been happy with the experience?
Yes, I have. I have noticed, though, that some of the logs have not been updated in a while.
And when you say in a while, what does that mean? Because I
still
owe you yesterday. Oh, I'm never that far off.
So, pretty much no points for that.
We'll
I will go back a couple of days. I know people are busy, but...
I have a problem when I travel.
Yeah.
And it seems like because you're mobile, you shouldn't. But there's just, like, I get out of my rhythm.
Yeah.
I'm kind of Rain Man in that way, you know, that I have to have sort of... I'm not like 10 minutes to Wapner, but I'm close.
I was just double-checking. I'm like, oh, I do owe you yesterday.
Yeah. But it's been a good experience, a great experience. And we're going to have another round of this. And we couldn't do it without great partners like the Y. And I would just highly encourage you. How did your open house go last week?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was probably the best open house I've ever been a part of in the 9 years that I've been there. We had several families sign up. We've had somebody sign up for our LiveStrong program. The demos that we had for our MOSA classes were packed. It was great.
It's fun to see that people are getting out
yes.
and getting the message and,
yes.
and being a part of it. When you think about a family membership, and this is important because there are some people that will sell you on a price point kind of thing that really isn't reflective of what the price is, meaning that you can join as an individual, maybe cheaper over here at this big chain kind of thing. But if you add up, they don't have family memberships. So if you add up 4 people or 5 people, mm-hmm. you're paying a lot more than you would pay for your family membership at the Y, and you're getting at the Y 1,000% more.
Oh, my gosh. Most places don't have, well, nobody has the pools that we have. In the gym. And the
staff, the instructors, the trainers, yes.
Exactly.
The training studio, which is one of my favorites. I was in there last week with Molly. Absolutely love that. That is an upcharge of, you know, beyond your membership. But there's more than 70 free classes with your membership.
And we're going to be adding more.
Yeah.
I got to experience the child care yesterday, which was really cool because I went out and filmed. And
I was going to say, can you please put that in perspective?
No. Yeah. So I had, you know, these parents coming in and they open the door and the kids just run in. I mean, they're excited to be there. It's fun because of the staff in there, and they're able to go do the classes and go work out in the wellness center. And a couple of them went in and did the group fit or, you know,
Very
the group
cool.
fight. So,
it's a lot of fun. All right, here's the deal. Angela, stick around. Bryn's going to come in from Doherty's. Since you're here in green, we're going to keep you over for the St. Patrick's Day party.
Awesome.
We're in the parade tomorrow. But any day, not only holidays, when is Heinkel's not, like, appropriate, right?
Oh, my gosh.
What are we giving away today?
Today
jalapeno and cheese wieners.
Cheese wieners, yes.
All right, so you can make something Irish out of that, I promise you. Here's the deal. If you are caller number 8, you're going to qualify you're going to win the Heinkel's jalapeno and cheese wieners. You're also going to qualify to win tickets to see the Cardinals on opening day, April 4th, against the San Diego Padres. One of the great things in life, if this is on your bucket list, if you haven't done it, is opening day at Busch Stadium. They just do it right down there. So caller number 8 at 875-1340. Call right now when you hear the sizzle. And here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got a slight chance of seeing some showers this morning, turning to partly sunny skies and highs near 39 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 26. For your Saturday, we're looking at sunny skies, highs near 43. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 46. It is 35 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Stories for you are available each and every day at NowDecatur.com. Brought to you in the month of March by St. Teresa High School. Hear podcasts, check out videos and photo galleries, and stay on top of what's happening in Decatur and Macon County. We go everywhere you are with the free Now Decatur app on iTunes and Google Play. All of this is brought to you in the month of March by St. Teresa High School, a winning tradition. Learn more about St. Teresa High School by clicking their link at NowDecatur.com.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and New Hope Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman Herbs.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. It's St. Patrick's Day. I guess weekend. The official holiday is on Sunday, which they're going to throw a big party. Doherty's will tell you about. The parade is tomorrow in downtown, starting at 11 o'clock. And we have a Celtic band that we're going to have with the Now Decatur group in the parade. Because we thought, you know, last year we brought a bagpipe. Remember that? And we thought, well, there'll be 800 bagpipers. And I think we were the only ones. What's going on?
I don't know.
St. Patrick's Day Parade. And I know the bagpipe started in Scotland. I get all that. It's still very much an Irish thing. But Scott sent me an email, by the way, the penny whistle or the tin whistle.
Tin whistle's another name, yes. Irish whistle, Irish flute.
The traditional Irish rock bands, you know, if you go to the Cranberries or the Pogues, you know, they use it. Also the Dropkick Murphys and some of the other things. But it was also featured prominently in the song by Celine Dion in the movie Titanic.
Yeah.
Wasn't he Irish?
I don't remember.
I mean, wasn't his character? Come on, I got four women here and you don't remember the Titanic?
I don't think he was.
I mean, I felt okay not remembering the Titanic. How long ago was that movie? How old was Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, geez, it was like 97? Yeah,
don't hate me. Never saw it, never want to.
I didn't either.
It was like 98 or something.
No desire to see that movie.
That's a great
movie. I'm sorry.
But y'all can't remember.
Not my thing.
My heart will go on.
I think, but wasn't he Irish, I think? And it wasn't his
Jack was his name.
Character?
Yeah, I think he was Irish. I really do. It's been a long
time. Now, look, Brandon, we're not going to hold you to everything Irish. I mean, just because you guys are only Irish pub in town. But it's our great pleasure to welcome Bryn Hawkins into the studios. Angela Folks is here with us with the YMCA. Now, you brought along somebody. What did you need? Like protection? What's going on here?
I need my assistant manager here for moral support. I drag her to all the radio stuff. I make her get up and come with me.
Oh, that's okay. Well, introduce her.
Her name is McKeely Flanagan. She's literally my right hand.
Okay, now, is that really your name, or did they give that to you when they hired you?
Yes, sir. This is really my name.
McKeely
mm-hmm.
Flanagan.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, that is as Irish as we are going to get today, and that's the deal. All right, so everybody sort of thinks about Saturday because the parade, but you guys throw a big party on Sunday, which is actually St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, we've got some awesome stuff planned this weekend. Saturday's the parade, like I said, and then we'll be drinking green beer after that. Sunday, we've got two traditional Irish bands playing at Doherty's, serving corned beef and cabbage, Irish stew, all the good Irish classics.
Okay, so what time, and give me the details.
We open at 10 o'clock, or no, 11 o'clock, right? 11 mm-hmm. o'clock in the morning, and we'll close at 10:30 that night, so it should be fun.
All right, so Sunday really, because people think about Sunday in downtown, sometimes they think, okay, everything's closed. So there's going to be plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking, so much room for everyone to come down and see us.
All right, so and I think Irish people can't get enough Irish, or even Irish wannabe people can't get enough Irish. So if the parade isn't enough for you, Sunday, make it a two-for weekend.
Right, it's going to be like a more traditional St. Patrick's Day is what we're kind of hoping for. Since it's on a Sunday, we figured we might as well be open.
All right, so what kind of music here are you going to have?
Just a traditional Irish music. We've got two different bands playing. One is starting at 11. The other is playing from 3 to 5, and then the 11 o'clock band is coming back at 7.
All right, let's talk about the menu, because clearly you guys, and having been to Ireland and been to plenty of pubs in Ireland, it's a different sort of family atmosphere. I think when you think of kind of bars here in America, that's not the way it is there. I mean, public, you know, pubs was short for a public house. It's kind of like the town square where everybody gathers and has a pint and has a lot of fun. You guys have copied that sort of feeling, right?
We try to make people feel like their family the second they walk in the door.
Absolutely.
You know, we know most of our customers, and we love to meet new ones. So if you've never been down to Doherty's, come see us. McKeely and I, one of us is always at the restaurant every single minute of the day.
That is true.
So, you know,
I don't think I've ever been there when you're not there.
Right. And if I'm not, she is. That's yeah. why, you know. Yeah. So, but yeah, we've got awesome corned beef and cabbage. We've been cooking for a week. So that's how much.
All right. So what goes into the preparation of corned beef and cabbage?
Well, I can't give out any secrets.
I'm not looking for proprietary information. I mean, it's a time consuming process.
It absolutely is. It takes us, we slow cook for 8 hours. And then we have to do all these other preparations of our secret ingredients, our seasoning, all that awesome stuff. So.
And where did you guys find your secret? I mean, is there a family recipe? Where did it all start?
You know, you'd have to ask my dad, to be honest with you. So I'm sure it started as a family recipe. Most of our stuff at the restaurant did. So I'm sure it was probably my grandma's, who the restaurant is named after.
All right, everybody hit pause. I don't want to depress anybody, but it's snowing right now.
It's supposed to be a mix of rain, snow. Hang on.
I know. It's going to be fine. We'll do the forecast here in just a little bit. But tomorrow's going to be sunny and 40, and sunny's going to be nice.
And we're going to have sunshine later today.
Yeah, this is just a momentary thing. Do not let it phase you.
Yeah.
We are all ready for St. Paddy's Day. All right. Now, I'm a big fan of the shepherd's pie. People told us as we were going to Ireland that you'll hate the food. I love the food.
Oh my
Ireland.
Gosh, the food.
You know what I think
amazing.
People do? People go to Ireland and try to find American food. And that's the mistake you make. You got to go eat what the Irish eat, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what's the best selling item of the Irish items on the menu at Doherty's?
Oh, McKeely, what would you say?
I'd probably have to go with the Reuben.
Oh, yeah, our Reuben, for sure.
That's a safe choice for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite, personally?
My personal favorite? It just depends on the day. I go through phases. The Irish stew is my favorite because we only make it on St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Give me a rundown on the Irish stew.
So it's we put Guinness in the stew base.
Got to, right?
We use choice beef, carrots, potatoes, onions. It's my absolute favorite because I only get it once a year.
That's a cool thing, right? It's like your version of the McRib. You just like, you know, that's it. You get this day and only this day. All right, so tell me again the hours on Sunday.
Okay, the hours on Sunday, we're open at 11. We close at 10:30. On Saturday, the day of the parade, we're opening early. So if you're wanting to, you know, come see us before the parade starts, we open at 10.
Okay, so you're going to be open Saturday as well.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But Sunday, special day, St. Paddy's Day, downtown Decatur. Now, you guys are a great place for wedding receptions, office meetings. We use your banquet rooms all the time here at Newhoff Media. You guys are always great to work with, and I don't want people to forget about that aspect of your business because it's a great place to host something.
Absolutely, and if you ever need anything, just give me and McKeely a call. We'll be able to set you up.
McKeely Flanagan. I'm not buying that.
I'm not buying that either.
All right, guys. Well, good. Have fun this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got a, well, obviously a little bit of rain mixed with some snow, but that will go away. We've got cloudy skies gradually becoming sunny today and highs near 40 degrees. Tonight, clear and lows around 26. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 43. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 46. It is 36 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Hi, this is Brady Streckvis from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear mezzanine and main dress shirts. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a mezzanine and main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
However we view the economy today, one thing is certain. The Decatur area is open for business. When you do business in the Decatur area, you're making an investment in our communities, our lives, and our future. Decatur area businesses are the lifeblood of our local economy, and every dollar spent here ensures we all stay open for business. Just an extra $10 a week spent locally helps secure our city, fire, and public service support systems. Together, we can grow our region, the Decatur area. It's your best investment. A message from the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce.
It's the 2019 Newhoff Media Kids Fest presented by Melanie and Al Shelley, State Farm Insurance. Come enjoy airwalk actions, bounce houses, obstacle course, and slide. Plus entertainment from Awesome Squad, Sally the Clown, Steps Dance Studio, and more on the Hickory Point Bank stage. Find tons of interactive fun booths from Sky Zone, Amagi Learning, Decatur Park District, and Children's Museum of Illinois. Plus a ladies' shopping corner. Kids Fest, it's fun for the whole family at the Decatur Civic Center, Saturday, March 23rd from 11 to 4. Brought to you in part by Staley Credit Union.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, we are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur, where right now it is snowing. But fear not, it's going to be gone soon, and we're going to have a pretty nice weekend for St. Patrick's Day. Right now it's time for us to head to the Benjamin F. Edwards and check in with Jamie Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed mixed on Thursday, and the Dow was up 7 points to 25,709. Weak economic data and global trade concerns, particularly with China, continue to weigh on investor confidence. In economic news, single-family home sales dropped 6.9% during January to 607,000, below the 622,000 forecast. Sales were down 4.1% from a year ago. The median price for new homes sold was also lower, down 3.8% from a year ago. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.5%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.33%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.77%. The 10-year U.S. government bond was up 1/32nd, yielding 2.626%. Gold futures were up $7.60 at $1,302.70. Crude oil futures were up 5 cents at $58.65 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is finishing out the week at 25,729, a positive 18 points. ADM at 43.29, Ameren 72.82, Caterpillar 134.15, Norfolk Southern 181.06, PPG 109.94, Tate & Lyle 36.50, and Mueller Water 10.26. And I quote Aristotle today, "It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. It's a big St. Paddy's Day weekend. We'll be in the parade starting at 11, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Do you have a favorite Irish band, Lindsay? I know you've been playing a lot of variety here today. In fact, mm-hmm. I probably haven't done a great job of asking you what was what.
Well, I played some...
I love the Pogues. I mean, that's...
I played Dropkick Murphys.
You did?
That's actually who the last one I played was.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good stuff. So anyway, we'll have the Irish musicians, thanks to Blue Rock Record. I want to thank them for setting that up for us. So we've got a truck, and we'll have the musicians in the truck, and we'll have some great music for you. And then lots of candy. That's tomorrow morning. And who isn't happy during a parade? And the snow will be out of here. Just act like that's not happening. Can I just sort of act like it's not doing that out there? Because by 10 o'clock, it's going to be fine,
it'll be
right?
Done. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm looking for a reassurance.
It really, honestly, in a little bit, it'll turn to some showers, and then it's going away, and we're going to have mostly sunny skies.
All right. The Decatur Board of Education is going to be looking at a couple of new faces this spring when the election gets here a couple of weeks from now. And it is our great pleasure to welcome to the program our first candidate for school board, Andrew Taylor. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's go back and start at the beginning with your basic bio information. Tell me your story.
I'm an economic development officer with the EDC of Decatur and Macon County. Before that, I was a military veteran. I'm a statistical analyst. I analyzed their data programs for the EDC. I went to Milliken. I moved here about 10 years ago, and as I lived here more and more, I noticed that there was a perceptual problem with the community, and I started researching that in college, and my research brought me to the attention of my boss, Ryan McCrady, and he offered me a job to help improve it.
All right, so you moved here to go to Milliken?
I moved here because my wife is from here. I'm kind of a nomad. I was raised in the military, so I'm not really from here, but I've lived here three times longer than I've lived anywhere else, so one could say
10 years is a long time in a military family,
it's a
right?
Lot.
All right, so I think a community's got to be a mix of birthers and people who come in from the outside, and it's constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need fresh perspective. It's got to be a mix of all of those things.
You do need people from the outside because the internal perception of Decatur is vastly different from the external perception. I moved here, and people couldn't wait to tell me how terrible it was. I've lived all over the world, and I was told, but explain to me, what's wrong with this community? I've been hundreds of communities. There is nothing wrong with this city.
Yeah. So you get to see, it is an uphill battle, though, right, against the, mm-hmm. the pessimists or the negative folks. And I think I don't think social media has created it. I think some people blame social media for it. I think social media has just given a platform to the people that have always complained.
Mm-hmm. Confirmation bias. People like to hear the opinions that they already agree with.
Yeah. And whether it's often wrong and never uncertain, count me in, right? Mm-hmm. That's the way we do. All right. So you work for the EDC. That's an interesting office. What made you want to take that extra step now to serve the public in a different capacity as far as running for school board?
Well, because the economy is at the center of the driver of everything that happens within a community. If you don't have a community, if you don't have a strong economy, then you don't have a strong community. There's a lot of opportunities for people to grow in this community. That's one of the major reasons why I'm running for school board, because I want these kids to understand that there's a lot of opportunities for them in this city, and not necessarily all of them run through college. I want them to understand that college readiness is great, but economy readiness is more important.
Yeah. All right. So you know by your work at the EDC, and this is not an exaggeration or anything remotely close to that, we have a lot of jobs that are available, and not necessarily the workforce or the pathway to get kids to these jobs, although we are working on it hard.
We're working hard with Richland Community College, and they're doing a great job. Courtney Carlson as well as John Oliver, they're getting kids ready for these kind of jobs.
Yeah, I just got an email from Zach from the Decatur Public Schools Foundation yesterday. This was to the Ag Steering Committee that sort of serves over this SWAG program funded by the Howard G. Buffett Foundation and named after Dwayne Andrews. And as sitting right now, and this will fluctuate a little bit as we move in, because you have eighth graders making their sort of choices right now about what they're going to do in the fall of 19 as freshmen. And that Ag Academy is sitting at 343 students, which is just an amazing thing. And if there's a whole list of things that are happening with that. That's going to be 179 students at Eisenhower, 164 at MacArthur. This is something that didn't exist 2 years ago, but it's going to be an incredible pathway for these kids to these types of jobs.
And that's what we try to do. We try to get them involved in many points along the way. We've already been doing Manufacturing Day for 3 years. I'm central to planning that and getting these kids into these factories. We've got a great mix in this community of durable and non-durable goods. There's all kinds of opportunities. And whether or not they start out on the production floor and move up into management, or they stay where they're at, it doesn't matter. There are hundreds, just over 1,000 opportunities waiting for them.
All right. Do you worry? Let me ask you a question about, and I don't want to get your personal beliefs on legalized marijuana. I feel like the state's sending some mixed messages right now about how to get kids in careers. Because a lot of these jobs, you know, in the manufacturing industry and in trucking and in transportation, whether it's legal or not, you're still not going to get a job if you fail a marijuana test.
I think every employer is going to have to make that decision for themselves. I mean, they can set their own standards in the workplace. I mean, I don't believe how the state outlines it and the responsibilities of the employers. You cannot legally fire somebody for engaging in illegal behavior, but they can set their own standards. How it affects the economy in the region, we don't really know yet. It hasn't happened yet. So as an economic development officer, I take the stance of if it's a legal activity, then if somebody wants to engage in that business, I don't discriminate.
I just think right now the state's just looking for revenue streams and not unintended consequences.
Sure. There's always going to be peripheral effects. And that's why when you create a law, you should be able to go back and alter it later on because you don't know exactly what's going to happen.
All right. So what do you think how do you feel the district is, you know, if you had to give your report card sort of grade to the district and why it is and what you think you will add to that team if elected?
Well, as you know, I'm a statistical analyst. I'm a man of numbers. I see things through. I believe in the laws of averages and normal distribution. And right now, the median outcome is not great. It can be a lot better. We've got a lot of dedicated admin people, a lot of dedicated teachers, people that are doing the best that they can. And with the right philosophy, looking at the situation in an analytical sense, looking at the realities and not such necessarily a dispassionate way, but in an objective way, I think you can make the kind of changes, especially the kind that the superintendent is making right now, looking at consolidation. People say, well, don't get you're making the school district smaller. Why are you making it smaller? We're making it more efficient. And I support that 100%.
Yeah, you have to base the population on the buildings and the square footage and make maximum use out of all of that. I mean, that's efficiency in government.
Exactly. And everybody says, well, there's going to be an upfront cost. Anybody that's run a business knows that the cost is in the operation and the keeping the lights on, keeping the heat up, payroll, things like this. The operational costs are always 10 times higher than any upfront building cost. So people are concerned about, well, you're going to raise – no, not necessarily. And if we do not – I do not take – as an economic developer, I understand the concerns about raising taxes. That should be the last resort, not the first resort. So we are going to make every effort to recoup the costs in efficiencies, not in higher taxes.
Okay, so how do folks find out about your campaign if they're interested in supporting or just reading about what it is you have to say on the issues or they want to contact you, donate, whatever? How do they get a hold of you?
I have a Facebook page. I'm pretty easy to find. My direct email address is on our website at the EDC. If people want to find me, they can find me. I've had one fundraiser. I feel positioned well to finish my campaign. Great. And I've had a lot of support from the community, and I appreciate it.
All right. Well, Andrew, we appreciate you running and being a part of our community, and we're glad to have you. And keep up the great work, and good luck on Election Day.
Thank you.
All right. That's Andrew Taylor, running for school board from the EDC. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to reelect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
However we view the economy today, one thing is certain. The Decatur area is open for business. When you do business in the Decatur area, you're making an investment in our communities, our lives, and our future. Decatur area businesses are the lifeblood of our local economy, and every dollar spent here ensures we all stay open for business. Just an extra $10 a week spent locally helps secure our city, fire, and public service support systems. Together, we can grow our region, the Decatur area. It's your best investment. A message from the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce.
Stories for You are available each and every day at NowDecatur.com. Brought to you in the month of March by St. Teresa High School. Hear podcasts, check out videos and photo galleries, and stay on top of what's happening in Decatur and Macon County. We go everywhere you are with the free Now Decatur app on iTunes and Google Play. All of this is brought to you in the month of March by St. Teresa High School, a winning tradition. Learn more about St. Teresa High School by clicking their link at NowDecatur.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Everyone has questions about their taxes this year, especially since there have been a lot of changes to the tax code, deductions, credits, health care questions, life changes, new job investments, you name it. It's important to trust knowledgeable tax professionals with these questions. When you have questions about how to properly fill out this year's new forms, don't stress. Just contact the experts at Gustafson & Associates, and they'll know exactly what to do. They've been serving Decatur and the surrounding community since 1983, and if you want the most for your money, you want to make this year's tax preparation a lot easier and get every deduction you're entitled to. Save time, save money, save headaches. Let Gustafson & Associates give you a hand. Call Gary or Amy at 875-2500, and experience their staff of professional tax preparers and accountants. They're there to answer your questions not only during this crazy tax season, but just year-round. They stay up to date on the latest changes in tax laws, and they've been preparing for this tax season for months, anticipating your needs. From individuals, businesses, not-for-profits, estates, and trusts, Gustafson & Associates can handle all kinds of returns. Here's the telephone number once again, 875-2500. Or stop in at the corner of North Martin Luther King Drive and Pershing Road in Decatur. Tax season hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 4. You can find them on Facebook as well. Just look at / Gustafson & Associates Accounting. 875-2500 is the telephone number. I'd like to take a couple of minutes and regroup and finish thoughts on this whole Decatur celebration story. If you missed the program, podcast is available, NowDecatur.com or our social media, NowDecatur app. I mean, you can find it anywhere. You can get my entire thoughts on it. And before people jump off, like I think the gentleman who called in, who I'm told is a very nice man and a workhorse, listen to the whole thing rather than have somebody tell you what I said. We don't live in a day and age anymore where we have to speculate about that. But all too often, people don't want fact. They just want to go on emotion. I'm doubtful, highly doubtful, that the gentleman that called in, who's the chairman of signage, has the inside knowledge on financials at the Decatur Celebration. There are thousands of people involved in this organization. We have 40 in this building, and there's 3 that understand the financials of what happens in our business, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason why he wanted to speculate that there were things that we didn't know but didn't want to actually say them. Because that's what they are. There are stories, there are rumors, there's speculation. And if it turns out to be true, it turns out to be true. But I have heard a lot of this from people who are not actually in the know, but know someone in the know, or just between you and me and the fence post. I'm going to tell you who's to blame for the Decatur celebration not being as successful as it possibly can be. And the blame is everyone. To the people who won't go and support it financially, the people that want to complain because they can't bring their own booze in because they don't want to buy beer. To the people who complain about the food prices but will go to Busch Stadium and pay $8 for a beer and $10 for a hot dog but yet complain about what it costs to eat. To the same people who wouldn't support the fence or buy admission even though any of these acts would cost you hundreds of dollars in tickets if you were to see them at any other venue in the United States of America. To the people that complain and are cynical and, oh, it ought to be this and we ought to have Miley Cyrus and it ought to be free. Every single person who has piled on this bandwagon for 30 plus years. And yeah, there's this hyper focus on Lori Sturgill right now, but there was a time when the hyper focus was on Fred Puglia. And I remember going to a press conference at DMH because they were going to save the Decatur Celebration from going out of existence because of the deficit they had. And was that Lori? No, that was Fred. And for those out there who believe that by replacing Lori with somebody else, that magically all of that is going to be solved, you're out of your gourds. You know how the Decatur Celebration survives? Do you know how you have a 35th, a 36th, a 37th, 38th, 39th Decatur Celebration? Is the community puts its money where its mouth is. And that's not just the people that have been writing checks and raising money or volunteering to be chairman or volunteering their time. It's the general public that wants everything the way they want it but doesn't want to pay for anything. Do you think that this board of directors, imperfect as they may be, or this producer director that resigned, imperfect as she may be, do you think their intent is to kill the event? And do you think that one person in this cog is going to make a huge difference one way or the other with 5 months to go before we have the biggest party in downtown Decatur? Do you really? I think social media has solidified this stuff so much that people always that are in the know, often wrong, never uncertain, because they've got the inside track. You know what I have found over 23 years of doing this? About 98% of that turns out to be BS. Everybody wants to be in on the know. Everybody wants to criticize every decision that's made. Everyone wants to jump on this, jump on that. Why don't you just show up and support it? Why don't you come down here and drop some cash? Because if you did, all of the rest of this wouldn't matter. And if you're sponsoring an event, if your only motivation for sponsoring an event is what you get out of it, okay, that's a way to go, I guess. But you know what? You're never going to be happy. Because it's human beings. And they're going to screw up, and they're going to make mistakes, and you're not going to feel appreciated, and there won't be a whole lot of thank yous. Welcome to the world. But if you, like Pastor Matt said earlier today, if you do it for the right reason, which is to give the community quality of life or charity or food banks or whatever it might be, then there's a good chance you will be happy with the time, the money, the sponsorship, the volunteerism, the effort that you put out. You will be rewarded. So all of the Monday morning quarterbacks and the armchair critics, I hope you're ready to step up. And I hope the community, instead of griping and whining and moaning, if you all came down and spent $20, this would be a moot point. We wouldn't even be talking about it. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got a little bit of rain showers, a little bit of snow showers. That is going to clear out of here with partly sunny skies and highs near 39 degrees. For tonight, clear and lows around 26. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 43. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 46 degrees. It is 35 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Newhoff Media is searching for a director of digital sales and client services to join our team. The ideal candidate will have a desire to help our business customers succeed using our robust suite of digital marketing platforms. You can be responsible for the vision, implementation, and execution of our customers' digital success. Knowledge of the ever-changing online world is required. A passion to help others succeed is a must. Apply online at newhoffmedia.com.
Hi, this is Brady Streckvis from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear men's and a main dress shirts. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a men's and a main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur. where you'll always find the right fit.
My all-time favorite Irish song. Do you remember in The Wire when the cops would die? They put the body on the pool table of that pub.
Put coins on their eyes.
Yes, and sing. Have a celebration. That's it for us. We'll see you at the parade tomorrow. Have a great St. Paddy's Day weekend. Be safe and responsible. We'll see you Monday morning.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.